Minnesota football fans, welcome back to the Purple People Eaters edition of the Living in Loserville podcast. That's right. As you know, we were doing the Timberwolves and Gophers Living in Loserville edition, but obviously that is no longer so. We're here. We are here to occupy your mind. If it could only be a handful of minutes, if it could only be 30, 45, 50 minutes, whatever it is, we're here to just try to ease your brain a little bit. You know, for us sports fans and all this stuff going on all across the world, of course, not just our country. You know, it's a tense time. It's a backwards time. You're thinking, man, I'm supposed to be breaking down my brackets right now. Some people are wondering where their kids, their elementary school kids, are going to be during the day. Like, there's a lot going on. So we appreciate anybody that listens to the show right now. Really appreciate it. And like I said, it just so happens for sports fans, we do have the Vikings. And since the Living in Loserville podcast that starts, you know, in September, talking Vikings heavy and then Gophers on the back end football, and then it transfers over after the season into what we were knee deep into, actually with the Wolves, we were probably sinking, Timberwolves and go. So luckily we can kind of pivot, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to pivot. So we're going to talk Vikings. And like I said, for these sports fans out there like us, it is a nice little get your mind off reading stuff on Twitter or on TV. And of course, you got to stay tuned in, and a lot is going to be decided as far as where we're really at in the next 7 to 10, probably 2 weeks. We're really going to get a lot better look. We were just talking off air about, you know, certain situations that we're in right now. I, for one, don't have a job to go to right now because I work at a bar. And also the podcast world is a little iffy as we speak. So the two things that I create my income from is a little iffy. However, like I said, I'm okay. I don't have a kid in school. I don't have to have all these other plans. So I'm definitely not trying to complain out there. And like I said, we definitely, our thoughts go out to everybody, because some people are really going to have a tough go at it. So we're just here to try to, you know, offer you some other stuff to take your mind off. If this is your first time listening to the Living and Loser for podcast, welcome. Like I said, it's Vikings edition, Purple People Eaters. And, you know, you can listen to the podcast right here on blogtalkradio.com/ropeitupradio. Or, you know, you don't have to just listen to it on Blog Talk. You can go under the Rope It Up Radio podcast's banner and listen to the Living in Loserville podcast at Apple Podcasts, Player FM, TuneIn, Spricker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. We're also part of the Grueling Truth Sports Podcast Network, which can be found everywhere, including Spotify as well. I forgot to mention that. You can use your Siri or Alexa through TuneIn and Spotify to find each platform. And while you're at it, why don't you head on over to thegruelingtruth.com. That's thegruelingtruth.com. It's football, it's basketball, it's boxing, it's baseball, it's everything in between. They got a great sponsor over there, betnow.eu, with the promo code TGT. And one more thing, if you're thinking about cutting the cord, or maybe you've cut the cord and you're not happy, obviously right now, if financially you're okay, odds are you're going to start streaming some stuff, right? Well, we have a 7-day free trial here at AT&T TV Now. I actually use it myself. It's live streaming cable with a bunch of stuff to archive as well. 7-day free trial, like I mentioned. Plans start as low as $60 a month. No annual contract. You can stream it anywhere. They have the cloud DVR. That's AT&T live streaming, AT&T TV Now. Now, if your internet is just not up to snuff, and the only thing you could do is archive stuff, you can't, it's just not good to where live streaming is going to work for you. There is AT&T TV. That's the normal cable package. It's a growing platform. You can go to the website, you know, Google it, put your area code in there, see if it's available. It's an available spots like here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's in parts of New York, parts of Florida, California, Texas, all the way up to Seattle and St. Louis as far as the Midwest. It's a growing network. It's AT&T TV. That's the cable. But like I said, if your internet's pretty good and it'll work. Try AT&T TV now. Okay, so, like I said, you know, there's a lot going on in our world right now, and we're just trying to, we're not trying to milk anything. We're just trying to distract you a little bit so you can ease your mind a little bit. And we know when push comes to shove, you're going to want some alternative news rather than what's going on right now. So, Vikings are very active. The NFL is kind of lucky here because they're not in season and their free agency, although it's not going to be that whining and dining experience. You know, no one's going to Manny's. Well, they probably still would open it up, right? But you know what I mean? Like, there's no whining and dining. There's not the travel. A lot of stuff is via Skype. So it works pretty well for the NFL. We'll see how long they keep doing this. But it's on. And right now, you know, about 24 hours ago on Sunday, the legal tampering kicked in. So this is when deals are signed. Sometimes we hear that a deal's signed, like Barr last year, and then all of a sudden it's not. There's been plenty of times where we've seen this legal tampering and a report come out saying, oh, I got this guy, I got that guy. And then all of a sudden, no, the Raiders that got that guy. The Chiefs got that guy. So nothing's one – well, I shouldn't say nothing, but plenty of stuff. Free agent acquisitions are not actually official yet till Wednesday at, what, 2 or 3 Eastern, something like that. But if it's on your own squad, you've had time to extend people and sign people. So those are more official if they're on your – especially if they're on your squad, you just extended them. But just in general. So we're going to just kind of go over the stuff, whether it's cuts – you know, the recent cuts with Rhodes and Joseph and even Griff, you know, Everson Griffith opting out, the two-year extension for Cousins. A lot of us just assume cap-wise that Anthony Harris was gone. That is not the case. We did manage to sign some folks back. The fullback Ham is a happy man, and it kind of shows you where we're going as far as what we think we need and what's important to us on offense. Now, there is some other names out there like Riley, Reef Riley. Is he going to take a sizable cut? There's a variety of stuff that we're talking about. And, of course, we're not going to dig too deep right now, pardon the pun, but we're going to dig on some digs and not in a friendly way. Now, we're going to talk about Diggs right now. He's on Twitter popping off. This time it sounds like it's serious. It's not just him trolling. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about all this stuff. I'm going to go ahead and bring in my co-host Aaron and just kind of check his temperature, man. A lot going on. We both work in the bar and restaurant industry. Golly, man, life comes at you fast. And like I said, us two, we're going to be okay. It's really our minds are on what we got to take care of, but also – just what's going on with some folks that aren't going to be okay, you know?
Yeah, I mean, our thoughts really go out to those people. And, you know, I think there's enough people out there to help, I hope. But if you can help anybody, you know, that's probably something you should think about doing. You got a friend who might need some help, might be a good time to reach out. And maybe not make them come to you. If you can realize that they might be in a tough spot, it'd be a good time to reach out. But nonetheless, man, it is crazy out there. I went to the grocery store today after work just to grab, you know, little things, eggs, you know, stuff like that, breakfast food, whatever shit I was running out of at home. And, man, I thought it'd be a five-minute stop. Turned out to be about 35 minutes just waiting in line to check out, everybody getting stuff, talking about things. And it's just – I just couldn't believe it. And all this stuff's kind of hitting you a little bit different than I – you know, a little more serious than you may have thought a week ago. And now, you know, with reports of coming out of Europe and all that, it's going to kick in a little bit harder here. And we're talking about the next 48 hours perhaps – some big news will come down, but we do have a lot of big news on the Viking front. And I don't know where you want to start, Chris, but since you did kind of lead off of the Diggs thing, you know, let's I guess we can quickly talk about that. You know, he's always, you know, I guess poking us, needling us about, you know, maybe he'll get traded, maybe he's here, maybe he's happy, maybe he's not, you know. And so there's a pretty interesting tweet that went out that you sent me, and maybe you could talk a little bit about that, because that kind of, to me, puts the nail in the coffin, so to speak.
Can you hear me right now? Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah, but I couldn't before.
Okay.
Good. Yes, I hear you now.
I just naturally hit mute, you know, just off of natural. But right now, since I did that new thing to my computer, I can't find my sound thing to where I have the second chart of it. So I had to make sure that something wasn't up, and it sure was. So, first and foremost, anytime you're talking about wide receivers, it's kind of like the prom queen. You know what I mean? Like, this is drama central. It's like they got to have, like, reality television for wide receivers. I mean, that's like a perfect fit. The wide receivers of L.A., you know, whatever. And their whole working out in the off season and all the drama they had. No, I didn't get enough balls my way. Dude, we're not even in a game. No, but still, dude, you know, like the targets, you didn't target me in 7-on-7 enough. You know, this is wide receiver stuff. We know that. We do know that. However, and, you know, Diggs trolls. He does troll from time to time, no doubt about it. But this one doesn't seem like a troll anymore. It really doesn't. And the second he responds to just a random dude, you pretty much know it's serious. You know, basically when the news came out with Cousins, I mean, this was going on before any kind of extension in this offseason. He cleaned up some of his IG with Viking stuff. You know, some stuff going on. Obviously in the season, we know that whether he was sick or not, he was acting like he had the coronavirus, let's be honest. You know, like, oh, I'm not coming to the facility, I'm sick, 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 and then everything's fine, we're good. So something's going on. Where there's smoke, there's fire, obviously. It's not just the run-of-the-mill, it'll be okay, Stefan. The problem is, the dude's coming off, well, hold on. This is what the tweet said. So he said, you know, it's time for a new beginning, blah, blah, blah. That's what he said earlier. Then this dude said every time Stefan Diggs get butthurt, he posts some anonymous tweet in the new beginning or change or, you know, some kind of subtle thing, much like you were talking about. And Minnesota has no intention of trading him, blah, blah, blah. He's, you know, relax everybody, relax Pat fans, that type of thing. He's just a drama queen. And Diggs responded to this random dude at Zach Lower/89, that's A9, that's who we're talking to. Whoever that dude is, Zach. Nah, this ain't one of them times, champ. And I don't know if this guy won a belt sometime. I don't really know that. But I like that that's in there because that's a boxing term. Something's going to happen. So that sounds serious, obviously. That is not just randomly being a diva. You know, it's strange because the year before when we passed the hell out of the ball, him and Thielen were pissed. Now we run the ball this year. Thielen wasn't as pissed this year. Of course, he was hurt a lot, so that played into it. But Diggs had his times where he was pissed. So it's like, okay, we got a run only off or a pass only offense, you're not happy. Run heavy, you're not happy. The problem is he just had his career year, his best career year of his whole career. And it's like, dude, you were number one in deep targets. I mean, can you do other stuff on the field? Sure, no doubt about it. But you were number one in deep targets by a fair amount. And you were number one in a bunch of categories, you and Cousins, when it came to being deep passes, 20 or more, 30 or more. So the thing that I have a problem with, not only that, you just extended your contract not all that long ago. So you knew what you were doing. We were run heavy the year before. Run heavy, right? We were like second in attempts 2 years ago. 3 years ago, I guess you could say, after this year. You know what I mean? The run to the national championship, the conference championship. We ran the ball a lot. We passed it not that much. He didn't have some kind of crazy season. He was just him and Thielen were just really, really, really solid guys. But so you've been run, pass. That's nothing new. We got to the second round. When we pass happy, we didn't make the playoffs. The two times where we concentrated on establishing a run, we made the playoffs. We made it further in the playoffs. So my thing is, why'd you sign the extension if you're just going to cry about it? You got more targets this year with Thielen on the bench. because he was hurt. Like, I'm a little confused at what the problem is. And like I said, you're number one in targets deep. Now, maybe he wants to be on a team that's just one guy. He's the main guy, clearly. But this whole thing of if they're going to send you someplace, first of all, you don't have a no-trade, you know, deal, so a clause. So it's not like you can, you know, and we still have plenty of leverage because we got him under contract. So if he doesn't want to collect any money these next couple of years, we'll see how that works. But my thing is, it's like, dude, you realize there's probably eight guys that you could put in front of Cousins in about – 4 to 5 guys you could put in front of Cousins, period. Like, just the last 4 to 5 years. Like, yeah, that guy's better, yeah. But once you get into the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, that can be a week by week. So I don't know where you're going to – it can't be just the quarterback because, hey, you've been telling us you love him. You've been getting all these deep passes from him. He's got a great deep ball. Obviously one of the best in the league. So to me it's like, why'd you sign an extension, and why are you so mad? I don't understand it. That was a long rant. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, to me, it just seems like a troll that trolled a troll, and then the troll couldn't take it. He just seemed like he couldn't help himself in responding, which means that, you know, there is something to, you know, either he's trolling everybody with that comment, like, you know, doing a better job than the troll did that got him, but Or there is something happening, and, you know, as far as why he's upset, it is a receiver thing. He did have a great year last year. Thielen was out. He's one of my favorite Vikings still, whether he remains a Viking or not. He's a very talented player. But I think when these receivers get, you know, talented, I think their head just kind of gets out of control. It's happened to Dez Bryant. You got Antonio Brown, who can't put it back together. You got Diggs. You don't want to see him go down that. They just seem to get a little bit, nothing's good enough for them. Like you said, you want to run the ball, not good enough. You want to throw the ball, not good enough. You know, he wants targets, targets, targets. Now, he's a great player. He gets open a lot. If he's open, he should get the ball. But, you know, sometimes things don't always work out that way. So why he's upset, he's making enough money here that he shouldn't be upset about money. And his brother's about to enter the league now, and I wonder if that has anything to do with it. Does he want to go home? What does he want to do? Where does he possibly want to go? What could be a better situation? We haven't had a third wide receiver here. That could be something that bothers him, but I don't see why that would bother him too much, unless maybe he feels like he doesn't want to be stuck in a bracketed offense again, where he's bracketed off to the side and hard to get balls to him. I don't know exactly what it is, but that's really not for us to figure out. I think that he...
Okay, I got to stop you. I got to stop you. He's been traded.
Oh, no. Really?
And I'm sending you the details right now.
Oh, wow.
He's been traded.
We've got breaking news.
We're live on the air, and he's been traded. The Vikings have traded wide receiver Stephon Diggs in our seventh round pick, which we just picked up some. All right, we just picked up like three of them or whatever, to the Bills for a first-round pick, the Bills' first-round pick, a fifth round, a sixth round, and a fourth round in 2021.
Wow, that's a haul.
That is a haul.
Wow.
So we got the Bills' pick. Where are they? I'm going to do
I'm
a little information
right
on
Hold
that.
On. I get
you
can
tap
talk.
Dance
I'll
a little bit? Okay, okay, okay.
Sure,
so,
I was going to let you tap dance, but I'll tap dance.
Cool. I can tap dance. This is really interesting. So we got to find out where the Bills are drafting, because I just don't remember offhand. So just to go over that again, we give Diggs in a – hey, he wasn't trolling. We now know he was not trolling. This is not a troll test. It was real. He said – what's that?
It's pick 22.
Pick 22. Okay, okay. And so we could actually move up potentially too if we put our two picks together maybe or just that one and then move up and give something the next year or something like that. Either way, we're going to have two picks in the first round, I believe. Matters what we do, obviously. But now Diggs, so there is wide receiver talent in the free agency, but especially in the draft. So that's something Vikings fans do have to keep note, where we could even, and maybe it's not, oh, let's take that splash first rounder. you know, we do have Thielen. We do have Irv Smith, who's going to get better as a wide receiver, or, you know, as a pass-catching tight end, right? And he can go in the slot. Let's not forget about that. But we may be able to get a higher, you know, just like Johnson, just maybe a higher pick Johnson, like second or third round. You know what I mean? Where it's going to be a step up from him, but he doesn't have to sit there and we're going to rely on him to catch 85 balls or anything like that. It could just be a great fit wide receiver and still have Thielen as the number one. A first round pick, a fifth round pick this year, a sixth round, and then a fourth next year. This is Jay Glazer, by the way, was first on the trade. If you got to do it, you got to do it. And it's done. I'm happy with it. What's your first impression? This is literally first impression, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, literally first impression. So I'm thinking that we got a good deal overall for him. Sad to see him go. But, I mean, now I got to think of him with Josh Allen in Buffalo. Well, that's sort of a good fit for him, I think, the young quarterback who likes to chuck the ball. I like the fact that, you know, we gave up a seventh rounder, but we have six or seven seventh rounders this year. So that's really nothing, dropping the bucket there. First round pick 22. So now we hold 22 and 25 in the upcoming draft. And then we've got two fourth rounders, I think. Now we're back in the fifth round again, and we've got another sixth rounder. So we've got a lot of draft capital in this draft. I think if you add it up, Chris, it's probably 11 picks or maybe even more than that, 11, 12, maybe 13 picks, which we can definitely package together. It's a good deal. Now we have a gaping hole at the wide receiving position, and we do have a good draft for that. You could possibly move and get yourself one of the top three or four in the draft with those picks. If you want to move up and get the number one or the number two, I think like Jerry Jeudy or the other kid out of Oklahoma, CeeDee Lamb, would be a possibility if you're looking to make that kind of move. But like I said, there's a lot of depth at wide receiver in this draft. But then again, you know, now I've heard speculation, and I think it's true, that Tyler Johnson, Golden Gopher, has been working out with Adam Thielen in the off season. So that's another maybe close to third, second-round guy you could look at.
Same with Bateman. Bateman has been working out with him, too. That's at the U right now.
So, I mean, that's an interesting angle there. But you have some other needs that you got to look at in the draft. This is not the draft show. But now it does kind of open things up as to where your needs and priorities are. I mean, I still think you need a tackle. You need some guard depth. You definitely need wide receiver and top-end wide receiver help, I think. I don't know if Olabisi Johnson can be a two. He's a better three, maybe even a better fourth wide receiver than that.
A good three based off our two tight end set in the fullback.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I think he could be fine at the three. Real quick, though, the cap number that was a hit for this year was $14.5 million by Diggs. So there could – I don't think there's dead room because we traded him. Whereas if you cut somebody, there usually is a layer of dead cap that either doesn't hurt you or it does or whatever. I think because we traded him, and now don't, you know, the disinformation is going to probably come out in a couple minutes. But the point is we had going into this before we signed Ham and before we signed Harrison didn't matter because the $10 million came literally off of what Cousins did. So that kind of took care of that. But we had about $16 to $17 million to spend. We signed Ham. We'll talk about some other guys, but this now opens up to make a run at a legit left guard or left tackle in free agency potentially.
That's something I could definitely agree with, and it's a big need. I mean, I think you like Drew Samia, but then Klein is a guy you're probably going to use for another year and then probably think of moving on. You got to have somebody in depth there. We got to tackle issues on the offensive line. We've got a three technique that we need to have on defense. We got to fill some spots there. Now, we did lose Stephen Weatherly, so we might need some help on the edge. Although I think we have some guys in-house that might be able to fill that spot. but it's always nice to rebuild that depth. I mean, I think the Vikings are proven they're going to get really young here in a lot of positions with try to kind of form the depth as it rises. I know Eric Wilson's on a tender where we'll keep him a second round tender. So that's another thing up in
as long as there, nobody, you know, outbids us kind of crazy or something like that. But I don't see that happening.
Right.
But yeah, so now let's try lost to Rose. Keep it free agency. Wow, yeah, I mean, that really, and this is what always cracks me up, Aaron. We have no cap room. There's nothing we can do. There's no way on the planet. And then all of a sudden we have like probably, I don't know, 25, 30 million to spend this year. Not even, you know, long term, just for their first year. You know, like, it's just so funny how the cap number really doesn't matter that much.
So let's quickly go down all the
digs, or we want to go. Let's go to cuts. Then
no, I think we should maybe just kind of go back and like go down the events of the day, like because we've got Cousins signed for another 2 years on top of this year, so that's three more years of him. We've got a franchise tag on Anthony Harris, which a lot of us thought was not going to happen, or that we would lose him. He's back in the fold at least for one more season. We've got Weatherly that left to go to Jacksonville, I believe. We've got C.J. Ham who signed to go further, which, like you said, off air, really shows us where we're doing with this offense if we're going to prioritize a fullback. We've got Punter staying.
He was solid. And we're trying to get a new deal with the kicker, too. We're trying to extend him.
Yep. And now
let's
we've
focus
got
in on the Cousins thing and then the cuts, because I want to get your – we talked about the cuts so many times. Let's focus on the cuts, because we focused the last couple of – a couple of different podcasts on the Vikings stuff. We really were like, who's going to go? What's it going to take? Are they going to actually man up? Is Zimmer going to say, no, I can't let that guy go? Just first reaction to Rose and Joseph gone. We already knew Griff had opted out. But now that Weatherly's gone, there's a chance that Griff could give us that end and move him into tackle that we talked about. That it sounds like that would make more sense, so he could help us dually rather than just saying, hey, you get all the snaps on the edge. I don't know at this point how long that could last with his career, but Rhodes and Joseph cut, major cuts there. What do you think when you heard that?
Surprised. I was surprised by the Rhodes cut and actually more surprised by the Joseph cut. Now, I guess there's rumors that we're going to try to maybe sign Linval at a cheaper rate, which would make sense to me. But Rhodes had to be cut. I just didn't think that they would have the balls to do it. I thought they'd put him in some sort of position where it's like, yeah, we'll cut you and don't worry, we're going to bring you back on a cheaper rate again. And, you know, he's a player that needed to go and he did, and I was surprised and impressed by that. Like Xavier Rhodes, I'll thank you for your time here. When you were good, you were really good, but the way you played the last season and pretty much half of the season before that, whether it was an injury or mentally or whatever it was, just wasn't up to snuff. And, you know, that was a hard cut that had to be made, and it was the first cut that was made, notably, to all these other things that we're discussing today, ending in the Stephon Diggs trade. So that kind of got the ball rolling. So, you know, we did end the season last year saying, well, there needs to be a lot done, and all we're going to hear is propaganda. In fact, I don't think we said it. I think I said it. And I think you agreed that we'd probably just hear the propaganda. We'd run it back this year and see what happens. And, no, it doesn't seem to be that way. There's a lot of movement, a lot of things going on. So that's good to see. I was really surprised by the Cousins deal. We'll get into that in a second. But, yeah, I mean, the cuts I thought were the right cuts. I don't know about Everson back. I hope he comes back, but I do think we do need to find the guys behind him that are going to be there for the next 2 or 3 years. Maybe cut his snaps a little bit and maybe use him in a specialty type of player, specialty pass rusher, maybe an inside rusher, something that, you know, where he can help the team, but we can also not waste the depth that we've developed behind him.
something was going to happen with Rhodes just based off money and performance. You know, he would have had to really shrink his contract to stay on this team. And at some point you're like, I mean, someone's going to overpay for me in the free agency. You know what I mean? So I was like, no, I'm good, dude. I'll take my chances in free agency. So that's not a shocker. He was gone. Joseph, you know, I love him to death. But, you know, the injuries have piled up on him, unfortunately. We have seen that, you know, this last season with him not being able to really train as hard that off season. Obviously, especially when you're a vet too, it means something. And you could tell it took him a little while. Then he got going. Then all of a sudden he was like, oh, he had a knee injury? What happened? You know, so I didn't think he – once he got to the end, I wasn't shocked that he got cut just because of his cap number. But they – like you mentioned, there is potential we'll bring him back. If – I mean, we got to bring back Griff or Joseph for sure, one of those. Because I don't think – kind of like we were talking about cornerbacks, we can't just be done in that. You know, we can't just rely on youth and that's it. You know what I mean? It's got to be a nice little blend. But Griff is based off what he did last year. He's productive, and it looked like he got over the hump. So of his, you know, mental issues from the, you know, as far as being able to be okay with it. And so he had a good year. Did he have a great year? No, but he had a pretty damn solid year. And, so bringing him back in the combination of inside on third downs would be key. If we get any kind of, because we brought in, oh, help me out, the guy, the defensive coordinator,
Dom Capers.
Dom Capers, the 3-4 guy.
Dom Capers? Yeah.
Yep, the 3-4 guy. If we're thinking about any kind of 3-4 alignment here and there, I don't believe we're going to switch to 3-4, but if we give them looks, guess what you need? You need yourself a nose tackle. You need something in the middle in the 3-4. You always need it anyway. But in a 3-4, you have to have it. Whereas our ends fit really well in the 3-4. And if we can bring back Wilson, you know, and we already have a different linebacker dude from Iowa with the G. God damn it. What the hell's his name?
Gideon.
And then, you know, Barr, you know, those four, we could get by, or maybe it would be a defensive end slash whatever. And maybe borrow third downs. We put them on the edge this time. It's like, hey, if you gave them all that money, you see the cap hit. The cap hit's up there. So why not go to the quarterback? And that's what I kind of think, that on third downs, he'll be more on the edge. And that's where I'd like Griff to come back in. And then, like you said, I don't know about making him a specialty, because you're not going to, you know, I don't think we can make him a specialty and pay him good money. But as far as, like you said, though, when we talked about limiting his role a tad so it keeps him fresh so he can duplicate what he did last year. If he could do that for two more years, I think he could do that, but you're going to have to worry about that. The problem is an edge rusher on the free agency market, you know, those guys tend to make some money. Morgan, the tight end, I'll just quickly mention that. He got cut too, and we may bring him back in the summer. It's just his knee has not been responding, and, you know, we are kind of loaded at tight end now. As well. So I think that we're gonna, I mean, I don't know how Irv Smith won't get another 30 catches or something, like 25, 30 catches this year. I think that, you know, especially who's in charge now on the coordinator look, I mean, he's known to have two tight ends and use them. So I really, you know, Rudolph's like, hey, I mean, this is not the worst thing, right? I can't block worth a shit, but I can catch, you know, so he's gonna be targeted a lot more. Cook's got to be like, hey, man, I like Diggs, but I'm going to get more balls. So, I mean, you know, I guess we go back to what we used to say with the Gophers, too. When we lined up against Iowa and Wisconsin, we had the top two best wide receivers, but we got beat in that game. Well, we don't have Diggs now, but a lot of teams don't have the top two guys we got. Would I rather put this money? And I guess, just a nutshell, that's what I'm really wondering now. So a left tackle is difficult to get in free agency. There's some out there, but it's difficult. A right tackle, it costs you a little less, and then maybe if we moved O'Neal, you know, to left, okay, maybe. But maybe we should just focus in on that left guard and give someone some pretty solid money, and that would really help the middle there And Riley, the only way he's on the squad, I think, is taking a sizable cut. But I just, now that we cleared space, Aaron, let's see what we do with it, right?
Because well, yeah.
If we're losing a wide receiver, we got to add something in the free agency and not just in the draft and depend on the a left guard or a left tackle as a rookie and be like, yeah, we're good. Roll them out. We're fine, you know?
Well, I have two thoughts. One, offensively, you're going to want – I think what you're going to do with those two picks, if you can't – if nobody's going to fall to you, you're probably going to combine that – one of those picks and some more picks and move up and get what you think will be your future left tackle because you're right, you can't find them in free agency, which would make a guard a priority in free agency. And so I think that's going to – what you probably see is we'll go heavy free agency guard, look for a tackle in the first part of the draft. Just because you said you can't find good tackles in free agency, so you're going to have to find it in the draft. And there's a lot of them this year, but they're going to be gone by 25. And so now you got 22 and 25 and a buttload of other picks to combine, you know, a first and a third and a fourth to move up and maybe get yourself the tackle that you want. Now, defensively, with Dom Capers, and it's starting to sort of take shape, and I'm starting to see it a little bit more clearly about either sometimes going to 3-4 or just straight up going to 3-4. If you will imagine with me, you're going to have on your first two downs in a 3-4, your outside backers would be Barr and Hunter. And then in third down, you would go outside backers being Barr and Griffin. And then inside, you would have on all four downs, Wilson and Kendricks, speed, coverage, all that good stuff. Defensive line, if you can bring Linval back to hunker that down, that would be nice. If you can get someone else to do it, even better, someone younger. And then you have your, you know, the two tackles, which I think you have enough guys out and you draft another one. It's really right. Starting to take shape in that 3-4, man. And I don't know if we're going to convert to that totally, but right. I can see the personnel fitting. And I really think the biggest thing, well, I mean, signing Cousins was a big thing, but hanging on to Harris was huge because it would be hard to teach a safety that much. In an off-season, a rookie safety, or even a free agent safety in your system, you kind of have to grow in it. And Harris was not a guy that would have easily been lost, and I'm really glad we found a way to hang on to him.
In these last 2 years, he's been a stud back there, hasn't he? I mean, this guy's made some plays, and you can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
All right, just make sure. I'm having this sound thing, so I had to make sure. It's such a habit to mute right after I'm done talking. And I can't tell if I'm muted or not. But, you know, without the – and that's where people have to realize about the Cousins extension. Without the Cousins extension, there's no way in hell we would get Harris. It's just not – it's impossible. The money wasn't there, the only way. And so he did tweak something for us. You know, the last couple of – and we'll combo this right here. That's a great point about Harris. And, yeah, I mean – you know, it sounds like we're bringing Sadejo back too for depth. If it's at a cheap number, I'm not afraid of that. That's okay, but we're gonna have to figure something out there at some point because we're gonna have some expensive safeties, obviously. And then obviously we can't forget about corner. There are some corners we'll talk about, but as far as the Cousins thing, people look at the third year and freak out. Well, that's the whole key, was to push money to that third year and reconvene. If people listen to or pay attention to the NBA, you'll see a lot of these contracts. And remember, we're talking about quarterbacks. So they make the most money. That's just how it goes. I know people say this and that, and this, but it's a quarterback position. I mean, look at what old boy just got from Tennessee, dude, for handing off the ball. Like, come on, dude. He just made 4-year, 118. He's not worth that money. He's never been worth that money. Who the hell is it?
You're talking about a guy that was in Miami.
Well, yeah, but he played in the playoffs all the way through the
playoffs. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I just can't remember his damn name.
Dang it, I can't either.
He just made a big old contract, and that guy's nowhere near worth that, but that's the going rate. If you want a quarterback, that's the going rate. That's just how it goes. Thank you. There you go. Tanner.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was he was a guy that came out and underachieved, and then, you know, he made a ton of money this time, but he handed the ball off a whole lot in the playoffs, didn't he? I mean, the guy set records for carries in the playoffs, you know, in the yards that with it. So that offensive line and Henry were the guys that pushing that. But that's just how it goes. So back to the NBA example, because it's a perfect example. They sign these 1-1s and 2-2. So we're going to sign this 3-year deal. There's an opt-out after 2, and then we'll reconvene it, and we'll make sure the cap fits and all that. We're not going to pay him that money on the 3rd year. We're not. If we trade him, they're not going to. We're going to get there and figure out what we do. So here, we have first of all, the trade clause is out the window now, moving on past this year. Right. So that helps us because then he can't be picky and choosy. We can put him anywhere. So at the not this June, but at the end of next year, we could still, you know, trade him and he'd be under contract and his cap hit that very next year is awesome. And that they could get him and trade him or not trade him, but get him and extend him again and tweak that 3rd year. A lot of it's just pushing money, but it's also not just pushing money, it's pushing cap money. It's still going in a lot of the guarantees is like roster bonuses. So as long as you put up the stats we need you to put up and you're still healthy, at this date you will get a roster bonus, that type of thing, like signing bonuses. $30 million of the deal is signing bonus. I don't care what Ziggy spends his money on. Do you? I know I don't care. If you want to spend, you know, I'd rather have it off the cap, you know. So There, it makes no sense to let the guy go. If we didn't re-sign him, he could test free agency, and then we have no commodity to sell him at all. And we all know the Niners actually really, really, really want him. Really want him. Like, they've made it known they want him. So that's not gone either. We could get Jimmy G. We could not get Jimmy G and get somebody else. The point is, we weren't going to get Drew Brees. We weren't going to get this guy. We weren't going to get that guy. Tom Brady's, you know, is he coming here? I don't know. I mean, I don't see him coming here just yet. So we had to get it done for one way or another, because at least we hold more leverage, because he could have just went one more year and made like $35 million easy a year moving on. So it's like, do you let a commodity go? Remember, we didn't lose anything to bring him in. So we didn't trade to get him and lose commodities. We just got him on the team. You could say, you know, the guy from 2018 who's been on his 3rd team by now, you could say we let him go, sure. But the other guys you had to let go, Bradford and Bridgewater at that point, you had to just off the knee. So we're not losing anything, whereas we had a chance of losing him at the end of this year and not have anything. So it was a necessary evil, regardless of what you think of Cousins, because once again, since he's been here, he's had the 3rd and 4th best quarterback seasons we've ever seen as Vikings. So you can hack the guy, that's fine. You can not think he's a top 5, of course. I don't think he's a top 5 either. But to sit there and act like he's mediocre is just, you're not paying attention, or you're just mad when we lose or whatever. It just had to be done for so many reasons.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, something had to be done. You couldn't just go into this 3rd year here and not know what was going to happen, especially with the interest that he's garnered from other teams, particularly San Francisco. And, you know, I'd rather have Cousins than Jimmy G. From what I saw, you know, making it through the playoffs, handing the ball off. And then when it came time to make a play in the Super Bowl, he made some, but, I don't think it was any better than Kirk could have done. And I don't know. I just would rather have Cousins than Jimmy G. So I'm glad that worked out, and just kind of, we know where we sit now. The trade clause is gone. If we want to move him, we can move him in a trade. That's all good. I think that's good. And it helped us keep Harris for another year, which is very important. Until we get another safety trained and ready to go, you got to have Harris there. That was my biggest concern in the offseason, was losing him. And now that's an issue that's not even an issue anymore, which is good. And, you know, I did count up the draft picks now. From my tally, we've got 14 total picks now. And I'll just list them off. We've got 2 first rounders, 22 and 25. We have 1 second rounder, 2 third rounders. You know what? That's wrong, because we did gain ones that I didn't tally in. So we even have more than that, because I think we got an extra 3rd, an extra 4th.
We got a 5th. We got fifth.
Oh, I did add in the fifth. So okay. I'm going to say we're around 14 picks, somewhere in there, 13 to 15 picks. To move with, that's five of those are seventh rounders, which we love to do because it beats the undrafted free agent market. And so, I mean, we've got capital to move around, which is, I think, what, you know, Spielman and Zimmer would like to do because they're both, you know, kind of, they're not on hot seats, but, you know, their contracts are coming up and there's really no word about it, particularly, I think the one Spielman's more in the hot seat than Zimmer is, I think they wanted to have room to move around and like replace depth. I think that's really, this team is always, we've always talked and bragged about the depth this team has and guys that were not playing that should be playing. Well, those guys are going to get to start playing now, which is pretty fun. And now we got to start building up behind them again. And, let's talk a little bit about the corners, Chris, because now, we haven't heard anything about Waynes. We haven't heard anything about McKenzie. And, we know what happened to Rhodes. So now we've got what might be a hole at the nickel corner spot, and now we've got what might be a hole on the other outside corner spot unless we can figure out what to do with Waynes. And, you know, maybe that's not something we heard about today. Maybe it's in the works, but we don't know. But we've shored up some things. We've got movement ability in the draft, but now we're still got some glaring needs at the cornerback position.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You hit it right on the nose, and – there is enough guys out there to bring in a vet in. I do think that at this time in free agency this early, I mean, we haven't technically hit free agency, right? Technically. So, you either get the small stuff or the big stuff figured out, right? You get the, you know, your cuts and you re-sign your extensions. We got the big stuff, a lot of it figured out. Now, there's going to be still some trimming. I would say that, and maybe one of these guys right now, like Riley or one of these guys, maybe we're negotiating to trim and it's still got a little trimming left. Maybe we're trying to trim somebody else that is a guy that's more of a secondary player and he's going to end up getting cut. I doubt too much of that, but so there is some of that. My point is the small stuff like Ham. I love you, Ham, but you're still small stuff. The punter, the kicker. You get this stuff figured out. You get the big stuff. And the in-betweens, that's going to come out. That could be 10 days from now. That could be 2-3 weeks from now. And, you know, they're free agents, so they are going to test the market too. Now, this stuff's not going to take as long because the whining and dining is not going to be on the same level it normally is with this virus thing and the travel and all that. So a lot of this is just Skype. Can you smell Manny's steak? You know, like it's going to be a little weird that way, but it may move this a little faster instead of going to four different spots and all that. Not to say that there won't be any travel, but so that's why I think we haven't heard much of it because we're really getting the feel of what they're going to offer a Trey Waynes in an Alexander. So I wouldn't quite get too – I mean, there's been some – obviously, they've been a little busy, right, with all this other stuff. Holy shit, I can't believe it. But some free agent corners out there, Jonathan Joseph, pretty solid corner. And by the way, he was a former Zim guy. Talib, another solid dude. Kevin Johnson, I remember – I've seen him play a bunch. Jimmy Smith, another vet that can get us another year or two, which we are hoping we get out of Xavier, that wasn't happening. You know, some guys out there that could just fill in as a solid piece, you know, and it's not a young dude. It's a guy that you know is going to fit the system. I definitely wouldn't be surprised if Joseph was on the team. And then, you know, then we'll see where Alexander and Waynes is. Is someone going to overpay Alexander, or are we going to be able to keep him? Yeah, that'll be interesting, but you're right. I mean, I'd say right now the biggest holes is like however you want to look at it, the left side of the line. I think we probably already know if Riley was cut. I could be wrong on that, though, but I think they'd probably already do that. Maybe they're going to do it by Wednesday. I don't know, but I find it hard to believe they're going to do that now because you can't take away too much stuff. I see a trimming on the left tackle. That left, I'd say left guard, corner, and inside defensive line. I mean, good luck doing any kind of system without somebody, without some meat and potatoes down low. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to have that. But then again, you know, what's out there for the defensive line? There's not a Sheldon Richardson type of guy that I know of. These are the players that teams like to hold on to, corners, defensive linemen, those type of players. Now, back to McKenzie really quick. I mean, he's really started coming to his own. He had a good, clean season last year. Didn't stick out, didn't make glaring mistakes, wasn't a penalty guy. Just had a really solid season in the nickel, which is a very tough position with what Zimmer does. And it's like, again, it's kind of how I feel about Harris. But you've trained a guy up. He's finally coming to what he wanted him to be. You'd like to see you hang on to him. In fact, I would prioritize him over Waynes. Just for that reason itself, is just that it's tough to learn that position. Once you get a guy who can do it, you might want to hang on to him. And so I hope that we see some action as far as Alexander's concerned. And then Waynes, you know, we go back and forth during the season, you know, highs and lows with him. He's in position to make plays. He doesn't make plays. And sometimes he makes plays. He's not a big interceptor, but he does do some pass breakups. He's a good coverage guy. But then, you know, he gets beat a lot. Not the way that Rhodes gets beat, a little bit different, but still gets beat a lot. And so, I mean, I guess the Vikings have to decide, you know, how much is he worth? Can you replace him? Can you do it with a draft pick? Can you do it in free agency? You know, who's going to pay him is another thing. I mean, are we going to match some ridiculous offer that he might get from, I don't know, some other team? You know, just keep him out of the division. That's probably a smart thing. But, I'm all right with seeing him go as long as I can see a suitable replacement. But then again, you don't want to be so young on the edge that, you know, that doesn't seem like a great idea either. But you do got guys. You got Boyd. You got Holton Hill waiting back there. You've got Mike Hughes waiting back there, who didn't do so well in the nickel spot, so maybe he needs to try the outside. He's a little undersized. I know Zimmer doesn't like that. He likes taller, bigger corners, which you can go ahead and get yourself one in this draft if that's what you're looking for. But there are some corners out there in the draft, so I think really this is going to be a very interesting free agency to see what they prioritize. I think it's going to be guard and maybe one corner. And then the rest, I think they're going to try to do cheaply in the draft. And they've got the picks to do it. I mean, obviously, there's a ton there. So it's going to be very interesting. And I like that there's movement. I like that they're shaking things up. I like that they've solidified what they need to solidify. I like the ideas, what's coming in with Capers. I'm liking what I saw. I'm a lot more optimistic than I was ending the season. The cuts I thought were appropriate. Let's see how much they sign some of these guys back for. That's another telling tale. I'd like to see Linval back, but you're right. I mean, we did talk during the season about, you know, once those defensive line guys start going down, they go down quickly. Mm-hmm. And you know, he could be on that other foot of his career. And so it'd be nice to get a big hoss in there to maybe, you know, take his place. I don't really think we got anybody that big and stout on the roster, so that might be another thing they look for in draft and free agency. But yeah, I mean, a busy day for the Vikings.
Jeez, you're not kidding. I mean, wow, really busy day. I'm looking at D tackles here, whether it's Reed that just signed with Jaron Reed that just signed with the Seahawks. Just trying to look at what's been done so far on the D tackle range real quick. And it's not like a ton. There was a trade not long ago from the Niners guy. I can't remember his name, but I'm trying to look here. Michael Brokers signed with the Ravens. Ravens are going all in, by the way. They're like, screw this. But you're right about a lot of stuff that you just mentioned. It's funny, I sent you this tweet from Ben Gosling from the Star Trib. February 15th, 2013, Rick Spielman says the Vikings have no intent of trading Percy Harvin. A month later, Vikings trade Harvin for 3 picks. February 26th, 2020. No reason to think Diggs won't be a Vikings on the Vikings roster. Not even less than a month ago or a month later, they traded him for 4 picks. That just cracked me up. you know, I'm just kind of looking around, and it does seem like there is some interesting free agents out there. DeBuckner or whatever. That's who I was trying to think about with the Niners. You know, I don't know. I mean, we're going to really have – I think we'll be moving. I think the next thing we'll see is probably a defensive inside defensive tackle, whether it's bringing him back or not. The Saints reached an agreement with a D-tackle. Looks like he's pretty solid. Yeah, I mean, it does seem like we're going to have Buckner, DeForest Buckner. The Niners traded him to the Colts for a first-round pick. So yeah, I'm looking and it looks like there's still plenty of D tackles around, and we can be a little choosy because of the system, and the fit and all that. I just can't believe the Texans, who've traded a bunch of folks lately, traded DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson, who's not what he was, even a few years ago. That one kind of shocked me. I would be a little disappointed in that one. Yeah, I'm looking, and I don't see too many other D tackles that have been signed just yet. So I think there is. I think that'll be the next move we get. Is that in a veteran corner, Joseph, or one of these other guys on that list, or maybe some other guys that we don't know? So yeah, like you said, I really like. I mean, I never would have thought it'd be this active this quick. It's not even officially free agency. Aaron, you there? Uh-oh.
The mute got me this time.
Okay, too. Good, okay.
So, yeah.
I was like, have I been talking this whole time? You can hear me? Oh, no.
Yeah, we're having mute issues today.
I'm happy to see that. That, like you said, there is movement. And, you know, once again, the cap is just a number, dude, and we're not. Davison signed with the Falcons a little bit ago. He was a pretty solid. He started 12 out of the 16 games with them before. So, yeah, I'm trying to just look really quick. But, you know, we got some room now. Let's use it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, like I said, it's just always been a snoozer these first days of free agency. And now we're just, you know, we're ripping this time. And yeah, it's necessary for us to do that, and there are a lot of things that need to be fixed. You know, I was surprised by the Cousins deal. I was surprised by the Rhodes thing for different reasons. I guess I don't know if we're wrapping up, but I think maybe we should just kind of halt for a second and think about Stephon Diggs and the years that he had here. I mean, he was probably my first favorite Viking. You know, beyond the Minneapolis miracle, and, you know, he kind of came up through depth, too, and worked his way into the lineup. And, you know, we were told how tight he was with Thielen, and that kind of broke down, it seemed like, during this season, maybe a little bit of last season. And him and Cousins have had his issues lately, but just a fantastic player. You see him working out in the offseason. He's precise, route running type of guy, catches anything that comes his way. Just a really fun player to watch, exciting guy, dependable. He did have a couple seasons there where he was a little injury prone, but other than that, I mean, just a really exciting player. Sad that he kind of got, you know, discontented here and started to want to force his way out, because I think he would have been, I'm not sure Diggs has bought a drink in this town since the Minneapolis miracle. And, you know, for him to want to leave this town, maybe it's something to do, but now he's going to cold ass Buffalo, or there's really nothing going on there. And you see how he likes it there, I guess. But, yeah, I just want to, you know, I guess, put a shout out to Stephon Diggs. Thanks for your time, man. It was a good time having you here. I'm sorry you wanted to leave so bad, but, you
now
know.
Now he gets to be number one. You're number one with the bullet, buddy. Now you get all
you
the
You saw
bullets.
What happened with fucking to be the Hall of Famer in China like Marbury was. I mean, if that's the attitude you want to have, I mean, it's just. You're not going
to. I think it's the incentives. I need to be targeted more so I can reach my incentives. Don't you understand this, coach?
Yeah. I don't understand it. Like, you know, I heard you earlier in the podcast. I was trying to pick your brain and try to figure out why. I mean, you got a decent quarterback. You got another receiver that can help you. You've got an offense that's willing to throw
you
the ball.
You got an above average quarterback.
I mean, it's just hard to fathom what it is that got under his skin. Maybe there's some internal things, maybe things that we don't know about, we're not privy to. But a little bit sad to see him go, but I wish him well, and hopefully we can replace him in a numbers sort of way and move on without him. I think that adds a lot of opportunity for a lot of guys on the roster already, as well as changing what we're going to look at in the draft as far as receivers. And, maybe we'll get something exciting back. But, thanks, Diggs. And I guess so long, man.
So long, sucker. Now, this is the way it is. You know, it just happens. It's the league. The shit turns over. If he's not happy, then, hey, man, I love them. Like you said, I think you did a good job summing them up, but at the same time, if you're not happy, I don't know why. Okay, dude, but, which one was it? We didn't get to the playoffs when we were slinging the ball over the place. Is that where you want to go back to? Is that what you're happy with? Just getting a bunch of more balls and then they're good? You don't care about winning then or what? I know you care about winning, of course, but, when we've run first, we've gotten to the playoffs twice. Okay, so there's an ingredient there, and we saw what got to the Super Bowl and what didn't. All this pass happy stuff the last 2 years that it's really ramped up even more, and these stats are just getting blown out of the roof. When it came, push came to shove, we ran the ball. A lot of people ran the ball to get there. The Niners, he was 6 of 8 in a NFC conference game. 8 throws. It was 11-19 with us. I'm talking about Jimmy G, of course. Like, they got there. Now, Mahomes is on a different level. I got news for you. There's a couple Mahomes ever. You know what I mean? Like, there's not many. If you think that we could just go get a Mahomes, you're totally out of your mind. You can't just go get one. It just doesn't happen like that. Now, you could try, but do you want to rebuild then and wait a couple years? Because that's what you'd be doing. And if that's what you're down for, cool. And I'm talking about the audience, not you. But that's cool. But just know that's what it would be. That's what it would be. It's a different setup. It's the league. You barely stay with one team. It's just a head scratcher why you'd sign an extension. But that's my thing. It's like, why are you signing an extension, dude? Like, it just doesn't line up. But hey, more power to him. He gets 28 more targets or whatever he's going to get. Cool. No problem. Like I said, look at the wide receivers the Niners had. Is there a bunch of great talent there? There's speed, I can see why they want Cousins on that team, because you got a better offensive line, even better running game than we have. We got a pretty damn good running game, and then you got tight ends and speed down the field. So I understand. And then obviously him and, the coach there, they have a bromance going. So I get that. But I don't know. I'm okay with it. Of course, I do want to see a veteran wide receiver in here. I don't want to just go rookie heavy now. But it does seem like Irv Smith is a guy that, hey, I can play the slot. You do know that, right? You can put me off the line. And also, he might be, Reef Riley's best friend next year, too, sitting right next to him, chipping people for him. You know what I mean? Any last words, sir? You're on mute, sir.
Again, on mute. I just want to, it's been an exciting day with all the things that are going on. A lot to process. I mean, we got hit with the Diggs news while we were doing the show, so didn't have a lot of time to process that. But, we got some moves to make. We got to figure out, like you said, what's going on with Reef. And I think maybe that's a whole – free agency, what can we come up with? And maybe he's a stopgap for whatever we got figured out, or a one-year starter for a new kid to come in and maybe redshirt. We don't know. But a lot of things, a lot of moving parts here, and the more parts to move to come. So it's an interesting day. I just want to, everybody, stay safe. Distance yourself, I guess, if you have to. Wash your hands, all that good stuff. And hope all of us can collectively get through this coronavirus thing alive and well and somewhat happy.
I concur. I thought you said that, perfectly. And just so folks know, we are going to be doing this for a little bit here. That obviously we don't have much Timberwolves and Gophers to talk about. So we'll be back next week, because this shit's going to be popping. It's going to be hot. You know what I mean? Stuff's going on. We can't say that we're going to deliver this podcast every Monday for from here until the draft. You know, it really is going to matter off that. But as of right now, the plan is to do another show and just take it from there. You know, we'll definitely – if – you know, they may have to do the NFL draft how they used to do it with just, you know, a chunk of dudes in a room. And, yeah, this guy, great. Anyway, you know what I mean, instead of doing it in the public. That may be actually a thing that I'm assuming they're going to have to do that. And it's going to be like a throwback to the 80s where nobody was even in the building. You know what I mean? It was just
I think I would enjoy that. I think that would be a better option.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a good point. Obviously, it's not as good for, you know, the television networks, but hey, let's just get to the point. Let's get right to it. And so, yeah, you know, we'll see where we're at, you know, as far as when we do the draft special, potential interviews that we may be able to get before the draft special. So we'll just kind of keep it, you know, we'll figure this out. Obviously, we'll try to really do a show next week just to kind of solidify and get some stuff finalized, because sometimes these little things turn into something that's not true. Like I said, there's been deals signed. It seemed like Anthony Barr was gone last year, and they negotiated the whole thing. All he had to do was sign the contract, and he ended up not signing the contract. It got reported he was gone. So there's going to be some movement, and so we'll be back. Like I said, we can't guarantee from now until the end of April how many shows we're going to do, but we will be back in a timely fashion. And you guys take it easy and stay as safe as you can. Peace.